Hello, hello, hello. This is the Air Castle in the land of make-believe. And all the children everywhere can hear us because we have a magic wire which goes to the radio. Soon we shall see clickety-clack, happy little, funny little wooden man who is just 1 foot high, and his little playmate, Jubilee Murphy, and other members of the Air Castle family. While we are waiting for them, they might sing a little song. We see here on the floor Clickety-Clack's little storybook, and it reminds us of the song which has that for its title. Storybook, when I look through you today, take my mind with you far away, hand in hand to a land filled with romance. Let me wander through your castles way out yonder. Let me see a lady with her knight in armor. Princes, soldiers marching by a peaceful farmer. Tournaments, gay events in every nook of my story book. Song about the storybook. I wonder if Yip, the little wooden dog, would come hurrying up the stairs, if we should sing the song about his dream. Yip took a trip to the land of Nap, where sleepy doggies go. He wore a nightie and a cap with a pink and purple bow. There all his other doggy friends were happy as could be. They jumped and barked and danced around, a jolly sight to see. They jumped and barked and jumped around, a jolly sight to see. One little terrier wore a hat, a spaniel wore one too. Foxy terrier chased a cat, a naughty thing to do. Spitzy did a fancy dance with Mingtor pecking ease. Ritzy wolfhound cast a glance and said, "Oh, these Chinese." A big Newfoundland tried to sing, the Great Dane spoiled it all. Scotty Scotch, funny thing, said, "Go and hire a hall." Yip was happy in the land of Nap. He felt just like a pup. But the magic bell began to ring, so he just woke up.
That's the song about Yip's funny little dream he had when he went to sleep one time. Here he comes. We thought he would. Here, Yip, here, Yip, here, Yip. Here he is. Oh, Yip, he's prancing all around. Yes, that was the little song about your dream. He told Clickety Clack, and Clickety Clack told Bugler Murphy, and Bugler Murphy told President Pip, who told the story man. You see, it had to be translated from dog language to language we can understand. And it seems the toys understand dog language very well, and they tell President Pip what it means, and then he, who understands Thailand, the toy land language very well, tells us. Here they come. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, little wooden man, 1 foot high. Hello, clickety-clack, and Bugler Murphy, how are you today? Clickety-clack and Bugler Murphy seem to be very, very happy indeed, and we are delighted to see them in such good spirits. Well, I wonder if President Pip will be coming upstairs very soon. You think he will? You'll call him? All right, Bugler Murphy. Here he comes, Bugler Murphy. How about the salute on the new little bugle? Hello, President Pip.
Storyman, goodness me, how are you today?
Oh, I'm feeling very good indeed, President Pip. It seems lovely to be here in the tower room of the Air Castle again with you. By the way, has Happy Duck returned as yet?
As yet? No. Happy Duck has not returned, and I am beginning to get a little bit worried. Storyman, see Clickety-Clack storybook?
Yes, I just noticed it a moment ago, President Pip.
Oh, that's why you were singing that little song about the storybook, I guess.
Yes. Exactly.
Well, see what page it's turned to?
Oh, yes. The cow who jumped over the moon. Hey, diddle, diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. The little log laughed to see such sport that the dish ran away with the spoon. Oh, yep, thinks that's a very nice little poem from Mother Goose.
Well, I have some news for you. You know, I just had word that the cow was going to try to make it again.
Really?
Certainly, cow. The cow heard about all these endurance flights and everything, and the old cow decided that she was going to try to make a non-refueling, non-stop trip over the moon and back, like she did in the old days. And I said to my friends who were telling me that some of the brownies came over last evening after you had gone, and they were talking about it. We were all sitting around the fireplace, and I says to the leader of the brownie, I said, "Well, goodness me," I says. Let's see, what did I say? Oh, yes, I said something. So I made an official statement. I says, seems to me, as president of the land of make-believe, that this is really a useless attempt. I would judge, by all indications, considering that the cow is somewhat over 100 years old.
Yes, the cow who jumped over the moon surely is getting along in years. But, President Pip, you're 100 years old.
Well, yes, and of course, well. But anyway, there are more reasons than that. Besides age, I was thinking of taking everything into consideration and all that. So, I just thought, well, there's no use, and I told the brownies, I said, you better keep your eye on that cow. She's really. Maybe she means it, and she's going to try to jump over the moon, so you better just kind of keep track of everything she's doing. Don't you think so, Clickety Clack? Don't you think so, too, Bugler Murphy? I should say so, Bugler Murphy says. Well, nice up here, isn't it, Storyman?
Surely is.
What's that? The bells in the belfry are ringing. In the bell tower. Suppose it's a slippery yacht. Let's go to the window and see.
Oh, President Pip. Just see on top of the... On top of the tower. Who is it?
Who is it? What... Why, it's the cow. That's why the bells are ringing. Poor old cow trying to jump over the moon. And there she is, caught on the top of the tower. Oh, she's calling for help. What do we do? What do we do?
How on earth can we get that cow back down while the poor old cow who jumped over the moon?
Oh, there she is, caught on top of the tower. And that's why the bells were ringing. Oh, just a minute. Never fear, never fear. We are with you. We are with you, old cow. Just... Be brave! Be brave!
Clickety-Clack is hurrying downstairs.
Call the bugle, Bugler Murphy, and let's call all the brownies together.
Mr. Tip. Oh, that poor old cow. I'm so sorry.
Oh, just think of the publicity she'll get about that now. Maybe she should never have tried it.
Well, President Pip, maybe it'll be all right. At least she tried. Poor old cow.
Never mind. We'll be there in a minute. Don't move so much. There's all the elves and slippery elves running here, too. All right, men, hold, little friends. Hello. Yes, that's what I want you to do. By all means. We're going to raise this scaffolding here. Come on. Bring out the scaffolding we used when we decorated the tower on the outside.
That's it. All right, men.
Men, they're tiny little men, only 2 feet high. I guess they must feel pretty big when you call them men, huh?
Yes. Oh, never mind, old cow. We'll be up there in a minute. Oh, the scaffolding is going up fine. All right. That's the way.
There go two little brownies scampering right up the scaffolding. Put that rope around the car when you get up there. That's the way. Hurry up, be quiet. You will not help. You'll only excite the poor old cow. All right, that's the way. Now put that strap around her. Put the strap around her there. All right, tie it tight. Now, all right, set her down. That's the way. That's the way. Poor old cow, goodness me.
There she is. Oh, my.
That's the way, all cool. Let her down easy. Never mind. All right. Ah, there you are. Fine. Goodness me, that's the way. All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much, all you brownies. I'm certainly glad you did. Certainly know our poor old cow. If it hadn't been for those brownies, well, it's not too bad. Poor old cow. Well, you're down now. You know, it just goes to show. What do you think of yourself? Why did you do that? Why did you try to jump over the moon? You're getting pretty old.
I wouldn't be so harsh, President Pip.
Oh, I know you feel badly about it, but I'm not reprimanding. I'm not... Now, you better just go back out in the pasture. That's the way. So, that's the way. All right, goodbye now. Don't try that again. Remember, when you get along in years like that, you're no grasshopper.
Oh, I should say not, President Pip. There goes the old cow. Oh, I'm so glad we were able to help her, though.
Now, if it hadn't been for the brownies, what would we have done?
Biggity Clack is going back up to the tower. So is Bibla Murphy. Oh, my, that's quite a relief, isn't it, President? Seems nice to be back here in the tower again. Now, the magic bells are ringing for all the good little girls and boys everywhere because they are so good. For all the little girls and boys who may have been naughty because they are not going to be naughty anymore.
Now they know more about the old cow who jumped over the moon, too, don't they?
I should say. Goodbye, children. Be good. And you'll be happy.